Here's a thought I'll title PBWA, which stands for Photography by Wandering Around, PBWA Virtues and Pitfalls. My favorite way to photograph, quite honestly, is just by wandering around, with no objective, with no preconceived ideas in mind. Just head out into the world and see what you can uncover and discover. I find some of my best photographs, for example, are found by exploring unknown roads. Dirt roads, as a matter of fact, much better than paved roads. When I get down a dirt road, I'm almost guaranteed some kind of photograph, but then there are times when I come up empty. I can waste a lot of time down those dirt roads because I find there's nothing there to photograph, nothing I'm interested in, nothing that grabs my eye. And in my youth, I would tend to just say, well, okay, I've been down that road. I won't go down there again. But I realize now what a terrible mistake that is, because if I find there's nothing down that road of photographic interest, is that true? Is there nothing there, or is it simply that my wandering has not coincided with, I don't know, the right season, or the right weather, or the mood that I'm in, or maybe what I see would be better illuminated from a setting sun, but I'm there early in the morning, or vice versa. To some degree, I can't help but conclude that photography by wandering around is a little bit of a game of luck and statistics. The more time you spend out there, the more you're likely to find a coincident occurrence of subject, season, weather, mood, angle of light, whatever else might go into making a photograph. There's a certain amount of luck involved. Now, I've never been an assignment photographer. I've never worked for somebody like, oh, I don't know, National Geographic, who said, go out and photograph this thing and you have to come back with successful images. Maybe there's a different mindset that you have to do that kind of work. But my work is personally expressive. And the more I've thought about the term personally expressive, the more I realize it is a coincident conjunction of me, my mood, my thoughts, my feelings, my age, what I've been photographing of late, what I've been reading of late, what music I've been listening to of late, in combination with, coincident with, the right season, the right weather, the right angle of light, the right equipment that I have with me, the right amount of time that I have. In other words, planning photography for me tends not to work. I can prepare myself to be successful, but I can't just run out and do successful photography. I have to run out and spend the time to wander around until this combination of things coalesce into a picture. And when I look back at my Lightroom catalog, particularly at the images that I think are better than average, almost all of those were the coincident occurrence of a whole bunch of variable factors that I'm not in control of. There's a letting go-ness that happens when I'm out in the field doing PBWA that leads to great photography, but not always. Now the question is that a defensible strategy? Is it a good strategy? Is it a strategy that I would recommend? Well, I'm not sure. It depends on what your objectives are. If your objectives are to make the killer photograph, maybe not. Maybe good planning and knowing when to be there and keeping your eye on the weather maps and all the rest of that might be the thing to do. But if what you want to do is have an experience and then photograph it, that is to say, if the experience must be a prerequisite before photographing, then wandering around and relying on a certain amount of luck and serendipity is not a bad strategy at all. It may not be the most efficient, it may not be the most productive, but in my experience, it's very definitely the most fun way to be out in the world with a camera, because when you do stumble upon that coincidence of elements that create a great photograph, it's just a thrill.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.